Derek, thanks very much for chatting to me this morning.
My pleasure, Alex.
So what's causing these plants' genes to scatter? I mean, in my mind, I'm just thinking, gets done in a lab, they grow, that's it. How is this moving around?
So it's just standard plant biology. The plants, such as cotton, but all other flowering plants, release pollen into the atmosphere. That pollen moves to an adjacent plant and fertilizes the flower. And when doing so, genes get transferred. And the new seed that's produced is a mixture of the genes of the source of the pollen and also the female plant.
So why is this issue so important? I mean, what kind of negative effects is this having?
So GM crops are often modified so that they're resistant to herbicides. And that means that farmers can grow cotton but spray the field with herbicide to kill the weeds and not kill the cotton. When the genes move from crop cotton to wild cotton, then some of those GM genes get transferred, and those plants, the wild cotton plants, now become resistant to herbicide. So they start to reduce the yield of the farmer's crops.
And there was a recent study done on the consequences of this, and it showed that there's a reliance on ants that also aid in the defence and the protection of cotton plants. But because of their gene transference, some plants can excrete more or less nectar, making them more under threat from the other species. What are your thoughts on this?
So it's true that some genetically modified plants do change the amount of nectar they produce in the flower. And that does change the pollination ecology. So the insects that come and pollinate the flowers are less attracted to the flowers. This reduces the yield of the cotton crop. So that is a problem for the farmer.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge problem for the farmer and for, you know, wider the cotton industry here in Australia. What's the kind of solution to this then? I mean, you can't necessarily stop insects, I guess, or you can't stop the wind, I guess, from moving the pollen across. So is the solution to stop genetically modifying cotton?
Well, it's always a debate between the large companies that run biotech companies and agrochemical companies. There's always a debate between their interests and the farmers' interests and the environmental interests of not modifying the genetic makeup of wild plants. So that becomes a rather difficult moral problem and economic problem that will probably take us several hours to resolve.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No, my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for inviting me.